When driving in from the south, the first thing one notices about Rosendale Dairy is a white metal building about the length of a commercial airplane hangar. It's where 4,000 cows live, nearly 24 hours a day. A partner in the Rosendale operation, Jim Ostrom, opens one of the overhead doors to the freestall barn and walks inside. The cows are kept in long aisles but can rest on beds of sand, walk a bit, or poke their head through metal bars to eat. Electric fans help circulate air. On a 40-degree day, the temperature inside is cool but not cold. Ostrom says these are happy cows.
Because the cows are really comfortable, they're calm, and they are enjoying either eating or resting or loafing around. They wander around at choice.
Three times a day, each cow is led to a large milking area. The animals have suction cups hooked up to their udder. And they join about 80 other cows on a carousel parlor. It's a machine that rotates for 8 minutes while each cow gives about 3 gallons of milk. Ostrom contends the cows like it here, too.
We're stunned by how much the cows love to ride the carousel. As a matter of fact, we have to nudge them off to get them off the carousel. The ride is such a calming event for them.
Despite having grown from several hundred cows to 4,000 less than a year ago, Ostrom and his partners now want to take the next step. They say they need larger economies of scale to compete with big farms elsewhere in the U.S. So Rosendale Dairy has applied to the DNR for a change in a permit that would allow the farm to have 8,000 cows. The problem for some area residents is that the cows not only produce milk, they also lift their tails and produce waste. By some estimates, Rosendale Dairy would produce more waste than most Wisconsin cities. Until it can be spread on local farm fields, the manure would be stored in 3 concrete-lined lagoons that Jim Ostrom declined to show. About a mile away, a small decorative waterfall sits on the property of Severin and Elaine Swanson. The couple has lived there for about 30 years and have planted trees and made other changes to make their land what they call a wildlife sanctuary. On this day, the Swansons' home is downwind from Rosendale Dairy, and the odor bothers Elaine Swanson.
This is a wildlife sanctuary, and so the stench of manure is not a part of my vision or my sensibility in creating this sanctuary.
Swanson says the odor may grow worse if a farm field just across the road from her house would also have Rosendale's manure spread on it. The Swansons aren't just concerned about a bad smell. They're also worried about their well water if the additional spreading of manure begins. Severin Swanson says he worries about murky oversight from the DNR and other agencies.
Once the manure and its consequences leave the production site over there, it becomes non-point pollution, and therefore responsibility is difficult to assign, so nobody will accept it, of course.
But at Rosendale Dairy, construction crews are already building for the additional 4,000 cows. Jim Ostrom says after Thursday afternoon's public hearing in the city of Ripon, he's confident he'll get the DNR's okay for his farm's expansion. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Rosendale.